This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1968. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I spend time daily talking with you about some element of job search because I believe it doesn't have to be that hard, difficult, painful, or take as long as it does for most of you. It's just there's a different skill set to finding a job than doing a job. And most of you act as though all you have to do is recite a bunch of facts and suddenly you're going to get hired. And certainly in career change, nothing could be further than the truth. Today's show is about writing a resume for when you want to change careers and what you ought to do as part of this process. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And we'll be back in just one moment. This is designed to talk with those of you who are thinking about changing careers. How do you write a resume for that? Now, if you share a standard resume for what you do, you're making a mistake. I remember when I was still doing search and the person who was working for the large New York bank who wanted to work for a nonprofit sent me the resume about their background in foreign exchange systems and other things that related to banking that were completely irrelevant, that would cause someone's eyes to completely glaze over. Why they thought this was useful escaped me, but I had a conversation with them, and they described it as dumbing it down. I described it as speaking to the audience. And that's really what you have to do. Even in your, if you're not changing careers, but particularly if you are, you need to have a resume that speaks to the receiving audience. What do they care about? And the first thing is that they understand what you did. And that involves identifying transferable skills that you have from your existing career and porting them over to the resume. So that's obvious. Now, I can talk with you about formatting. So I know some people talk about including an objective. I hate objectives because no one ever changes them. They lock you into a presentation or a certain type of job, and you're not going to remember to change it before you send it out for something that doesn't quite correlate with the objective. I'd rather have you send individual emails to which you attach your resume that speak to how your background fits the role and addresses the what would be the equivalent of the objective. But like a functional resume, I want you to have a list of transferable skills at the beginning of the resume and relevant experience at the beginning of the resume, because those are keywords that are going to be searchable in their system, and that will help you. Then from there, I don't want to call it dumbing down. I want you to speak about what you've done that relates to the role that you're submitting your resume for or that you've networked into. And thus, what you're doing is speaking to the audience in their language. If you speak French and the audience is only knows English, how understandable are you? Not at all. And it's the same thing with your resume. You need to construct a resume in their language. And yes, I know you can say they might have worked at a bank before doing foreign exchange trading systems, but they probably haven't. The statistical probability is pretty small. So speak in their language. Have a resume that focuses in on transferable skills and experiences that you perform that relate to what the organization's looking for. And thus from there, if you're submitting your resume, if you're networking and giving your resume to someone to present to a hiring manager, you stand a shot at an interview. One more thing. If you're still posting resumes on job boards, I want you to think of the same thing, but an expanded resume. Again, everything relevant that you've done, all the experiences that you've had in the summary to draw honey to you. Also, you might change your LinkedIn profile to not overshare, and that's the way I'm going to describe it, not overshare about your experience and systems, because for some firms, and again, I'm going to use the example of large bank, nonprofit, They may be intimidated by the fact that you've done this substantial system for a large bank and think that you're not interested in something like what they did. Get rid of it. It doesn't matter if that's what you're really going for. If in this example, you're looking at nonprofits, you're looking at other banks, you have to leave it in. But otherwise, get rid of the extraneous. It only gets in the way. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to optimize your job search and get better results. First of all, visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog and go exploring. There's just a lot there to help you in the blog. And if you want to take my class on interviewing, it's called The Ultimate Job Interview Framework. It's available on Udemy. It's Udemy. Or you can just use this link, thebiggamehunter.us/interviews, and order my class there. It's very inexpensive. Like $12 if you're a new Udemy user, $19.99 if you're an existing one. In addition, it's now available as a Kindle book or as a paperback on Amazon. You can order the book there if you prefer a different format. And as a paperback, I think it's $6.99. As a Kindle book, it's $2.99. So again, very inexpensive. Obviously, I'd love to help you with coaching. At my website, you can schedule time for coaching with me or schedule a free discovery call. And if you just have a couple of questions for me, go to thebiggamehunter.us/live, and you can schedule 15 minutes with me, or thebiggamehunter.us/interviews. And what you're able to do is ask a question and get a response back with a 3 to 5 minute video. I'll be back soon with more, and in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!